I'm the honored host, of course, Daniel Friedman. Where it happens, it's the front lines of liberty, of freedom, of morality, of virtue, at least on a news organization, a news platform. We call it the Power Hour Radio Show. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to that Power Hour Radio Show, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com are our two websites. Power Mall has different products, natural products, a variety of things. We think is the best. We can agglomerate them together for you. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. And we have a very wide variety of guests on all those topics. And today, one of the best health ones, Dr. Edward Group from outside of the Houston area, Global Healing. He has had a lot of experience. He started out researching cancer, thought he was going to a big corporation and was going to help fight cancer. Come to find out, he was just trying to find out where all the alternative information came from.
Yeah.
And that kind of started a long journey, and now he's one of the biggest health advocates and really speaking about you, who you are, the medical industry's relationship to you, and where you fit in this, and how you can take action for yourself. So we love it. Hope you're doing well. We got Uncle Kevin joining us. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's great to be here. Another great day in America.
As always. Let's get to the news, and then Dr. Group will be here in about a half hour or so. There's a shooting outside the Naval Air Base at Pensacola. Did you hear about that?
No, I did not.
These are becoming more and more, and I don't know, you know, obviously some of these people are,
paid
or mind controlled.
All of the above.
But does it then create an organic, if there is such a thing as organic,
it might, you know, create a few copycats.
Copycats, yeah. At least two people were killed, multiple others were injured after shooting at a naval base in Pensacola, Florida. Early this morning, according to the Navy, the shooter at Naval Station Pensacola has also been confirmed dead. So we don't know. We'll never know what the shooter was about or not about. I'm sure we'll hear some story that they, you know, like the Constitution and the Bible.
Yeah. a Bible thumper, you know. Carried a Bible under each arm.
And Baptist Health Care Center. Is where the person died. Jason Bortz, the public affairs officer for the Navy, said the shooting was reported about 6:30 a.m. local time. Have you ever been to the Pensacola area, extremely conservative, where, you know, Trump took Florida? If you remember the election, that was a big deal. You know, where would Florida go? How would Florida go? And most of Florida is in Eastern Standard Time Zone. There's a, I don't know what percentage, 20%, 15%, maybe, not, probably not even, the panhandle.
Yeah, the panhandle.
Maybe 10 to 15% landmass of or so of Florida. They're kind of close to Alabama, is in Central. And when they said the news was reporting that the vote was extremely close with the Central time zone left to be counted, well, I was at Joyce's house at the time. I mean, we were having like a little get together slash party. One of our friends, Gilbert, if you're listening, hi out there, up there in Versailles, from Gilbert's great barbecue. Anyway, I digress. He wouldn't even come to the shindig because he was so aggravated. He didn't want to, you know, see Hillary win because he was so sure he believed the hype. But anyway,
we didn't.
No.
We both were cautiously optimistic.
Yes, I think that's how I would describe myself at the time. When they said that the vote was about even and they hadn't counted the Central time zone, I knew it was over.
Yeah, it was over.
I knew it was over. I knew he was going to win Florida because that area is very military, very extremely conservative, knew it was going to go all Trump. Anyway, Democratic Representative Green, you know Al Green?
Yeah, Al Green.
Not the singer.
Not the singer. The alleged crazy person.
Randy Short's favorite person. Randy's got a lot to say about Al Green. Anyway, there's no limit, quote unquote, that's his quote, to how many times we can try to impeach Trump. There's no limit, he says. We'll just keep going on this forever. Thursday on C-SPAN, Representative Al Green from Texas discussed impeachment, saying there is no limit to how many times we can try. He said he suspects Trump will have additional offenses in the future, so he believes House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will move forward with a vote to impeach Trump for his alleged quid pro quo demand with Ukraine and then try again at a later time if they find more during their investigations.
Well, if they do it once and fail, he should be ridden out, tarred and feathered and ridden out of his town on a rail.
Well, some of the Democratic congressmen are, they're not going full bore. They're like, I can't remember his name. He's from New Jersey, congressman from New Jersey. And he said, he was on CNN, and he said, at least if I don't see anything different, then I'm not voting.
Oh, good for
I'm
him.
I'm not voting for this.
I think he's in a tough district re-election.
Yeah, that makes sense. Some journalists wonder if Schiff has their phone records.
Of course he does.
Well, yeah.
We'll answer that right now.
Yeah, clear that right up. Of course you do.
Yeah.
Of course you do. The government's got all our phone records.
All our phone records.
You know, if you called your cousin last week,
underwear
if you called
size.
Your drug dealer, if you called, it doesn't matter what you call, who you called.
Mm-hmm. Color your socks.
they got it all. You talk to your aunt about what she wants for Christmas. Well, the government, if you forgot, don't worry. Just call NSA.
They'll remind
you.
Yeah.
But don't forget Aunt Margaret. She wanted the purple sweater, not the green one, in case you were wondering. Would that be a good service? It'd be like Alexa. Alexa, what did Aunt Margaret want for Christmas? I forgot. some journalists are begging to worry that they're are beginning. Sorry. That was my fault. Usually it's the article's fault.
Right.
That was my fault.
You're getting in that frame of mind reading.
Some journalists are beginning to worry that their phone records may have been caught up in snooping conducted by Adam Schiff and revealed in the House Intelligence Committee's 300-page impeachment report. In the report, which Schiff unveiled a couple days ago, the committee uses AT&T phone records to draw connections between ranking member Nunez and his staff, President Donald Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, investigative journalist John Solomon, and now indicted Ukrainian-American businessman Lev Parnas, which is very interesting because I think Lev Parnas is kind of a Democratic pawn, you know,
mm-hmm.
as far as I can tell.
Don't know.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
When you're dealing with attorneys, there's client-attorney privileges.
Privilege. They ain't allowed to do what they're doing there.
Well, they're doing a lot of things they're not so-called allowed to do. While some media outlets, for example, CNN, have used the details in Schiff's report to promote this theory that Nunez was part of the plan with no evidence. I guess it's a presumption. Like, what's the guy's – why can
assumption
I
– Assumption and a presumption.
Yeah. Well, what evidence do you have? Well, it's just my assumption.
Yeah.
It's just my presumption.
Yeah.
So, well, that's nothing.
It's nothing. You got nothing, buddy. Nothing.
That's how you feel. You know, we talk about a feeling generation. Mm-hmm. You know, it's how you feel. This is what we're talking about. This guy right on national TV said, I feel like President Trump deserves to be impeached.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what when it all came down to it, their star witness says, I feel like there was a quid pro quo and he needs to be impeached.
Yeah.
Supreme Court confronts homeless crisis and whether there is a right to sleep on the sidewalk. This is extremely interesting.
There is no right to sleep on the sidewalk.
Go ahead. What's your thought before I read this?
Public safety.
This is interesting.
Public safety.
Public safety. Well, how is somebody sleeping on the sidewalk have to do with public safety?
Germs, needles.
Okay, you're assuming that they're full of germs. Hazard. You're assuming that they got needles.
Everybody's got germs. Hazard.
Then you can't walk down the sidewalk. I'm just playing back and forth here.
I know.
This is an interesting idea.
Yeah.
Because who owns the sidewalk? Who serves the sidewalk? Who owns?
Public. They're public sidewalks.
Okay. If you have no place else to sleep, why can't you sleep there? I'm not saying you should. I'm just saying. That's the basic question.
They have parks.
Okay, I can agree with that.
Parks are easier.
But the assumption that
I get where you're coming from.
There's some validity there.
Yes, there is.
Okay,
but I think public safety would be thrown in there to get them out.
Well, I think what you just said, there's lots of parks. Lots of
federal land.
If you say, okay, we'll just move you over to this other area, and this is a public land, you can sleep there. I think that's, and we're not talking
reasonable. That's more reasonable.
Well, we're not, they say it's reasonable to have gun control. I think it's reasonable to say that that fits within your ability to use public land because it's yours and the greater good of everybody's individual rights being respected. I think that meets both those.
We just solved it.
We solve all kind of problems.
We do. We got the border crisis solved. Yeah.
We got that solved in 5 minutes. The Supreme Court meets today to consider for the first time whether the Constitution gives homeless people a right to sleep on the sidewalk. Ladies and gentlemen, do you understand? We've talked about this enough. What is wrong with that statement right there? Let's see if you get it.
What's that? The right.
What's wrong with this first sentence? The first sentence, the Supreme Court meets today to consider for the first time whether the Constitution gives homeless people a right to sleep on the sidewalk.
Constitution doesn't give you anything.
Oh, my gosh, you got it. The Constitution gives you nothing.
Right.
You already have everything.
Correct.
All the Constitution does is protect what God gave you. The government gives you nothing. Anyway, so they got their whole dynamic. People think, oh, well, that's nothing. It's the same thing. No, it's not. It really isn't. It's a whole dynamic. It's a whole mindset. Let's continue reading the article. The justices are weighing an appeal of a much-disputed ruling by the Ninth Circuit Court. Well, that Ninth Circuit. Boy, they're a bastion of liberty and Jeffersonian ideals, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
By the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that held last year that it was cruel and unusual punishment to enforce criminal laws against homeless people who are living on the street if a city doesn't offer enough shelters as an alternative. I don't know where the line draws there. I haven't really given this a lot of thought except this morning reading
this
article.
Sounds like a bunch of malarkey.
But I think there is some, validity to that statement. You're going to force me to, you're going to put me in jail. Oh, I guess I got a place to stay if you put me in jail. I guess that, is that what they're saying? If you have a law that says I can't sleep on the street or sleep somewhere, I have to sleep somewhere. I'm here. This is, God made this earth for me. I have to sleep somewhere. I don't know. I'm not saying I agree with this, but there is an argument. Okay, well, then where am I going to sleep?
Down at the park.
Okay, well, I agree. Okay, then that's what it should be. I agree with that. But there is some sort of natural, you have a right to sleep somewhere.
Right.
The appeals court's opinion quoted Anatoly France's famous comment that the law in all its majestic equality forbids the rich and poor alike to sleep under bridges, and that criminalizing the simple act of sleeping outside on public property. And so, I mean, I think there's a, where are these people going to sleep? So then what's more important, the sidewalk or the people? You know, I don't know. There's a thought here. I like your idea. You don't have anything more to say on this?
No, move on.
The principle compels the conclusion that the Eighth Amendment prohibits the imposition of criminal penalties for sitting, sleeping, or lying outside on public property for homeless individuals who cannot obtain shelter.
We just fixed that in the last...
Well, I'm just reading this quote. This is an interesting debate. I'm very into, of all the things I've heard at the Supreme Court, I'm very interested to see how they come down on this.
Okay.
I really don't know where I am, or me personally. I haven't really
get. Well, I know where I am personally.
Well, okay, go make it clear. Just sleep in the park, is that what you're saying?
Root them out, cut them out, find some public access park somewhere down the road where isn't going to bother anybody. Put them there, give them
temporary
shelter.
Okay, then let me ask you this.
Water.
All the arguments that you made about public safety, germs, needles, whatever, mm-hmm. Well, that you can make the same argument if they're sitting in the public park.
No, get a piece of land far away so nobody's has to deal with them, interact with them. There's tons of public land.
Okay.
Tons of public
land. I know that. We'll see where this goes. France.
Oh, another bastion of freedom.
France on strike, train stuck, Versailles is shut. Unions firm. This is from the AP. Frustrated travelers are meeting transportation chaos around France for a second day on Friday. When I was in Europe, I've never only, been to, I was in England one time in my life.
And the shuttle was down.
And the shuttle, I was going to go, they had that train, you can go right across to France for like, I don't know, what it was, $80 to go to Paris. I was just going to go for the day and come back.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't going to stay at night because who knows, supposedly
knows
you can't walk around over there. But I was going to just go see,
the other side, the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, just going to go see the Eiffel Tower. And the whole thing was shut down for some strike or something or other.
At least they do something over in France.
As unions dig in for what they hope is a protracted strike against President Emmanuel Macron's plan to redesign the national retirement system.
They're not going to be happy if they redesign it.
Well,
they're going to lose a lot of money.
Well, yeah, that's code word for we're going to
screw you.
Yeah, just get ready. Most French trains were at a halt, including Paris subways, and traffic jams multiplied around the country. The Chateau of Versailles remained shut for a second day. Can you imagine your whole life? You go, you go, of France to see the Castle of Versailles, and then you can't because they're arguing over pensions.
No.
Wow.
Makes sense, though.
At least eight. At least
they have something to argue about.
At least 800,000 people, young and old, marched yesterday.
That makes sense.
That's exciting. Almost a million.
It's exciting. Exciting.
I wonder if this is a million, like the Million Man March. That was 40,000.
That was 40.
Or this is really 800,000.
I think it's 800,000.
Most demonstrators were peaceful. However, the violence by an extremist fringe didn't deter unions from urging people across French society to join new protests next week. Interesting. Rule forcing visa applicants to provide social media info targeted by a lawsuit. So the background to this.
What country?
This is America.
Oh.
So if you want a visa to get into the country, Trump administration was saying, okay, basically, you got to give us all your information if you want to come in here. I have certain feelings about that. Before I read the article, what you have a certain...
So it's...
Foreigners.
Foreigners coming in? Yeah, I'm for it.
That's kind of how I feel.
They don't have any protection until they get to the shore.
Well, all these natural, you know, you could argue that these natural rights apply to all men, but for the country, for you come in here, this is supposed to be the bastion of freedom, and mm-hmm. you know, we're going to keep things a certain way. We don't let any old who...
No, we don't let terrorists in.
But at the same time,
might be a,
you know what really bothers me about this?
What's that?
Okay, we're going to hassle these people coming from planes or whatever, trying to come in legally. We're going to harass them. But yeah, we got the borders wide open.
Oh, I know.
Well, they have a problem with it. Just fly to Mexico.
Yeah, and then walk across. Over.
The Trump administration was accused of imposing a form of unconstitutional surveillance.
Cornelius.
Wow, that's original. That's original. That's unique. They want to focus on this.
Adam Schiff.
They want to focus on this.
Yeah.
With all the unconstitutional surveillance that's going on by the government, they want to focus on this, that we want the social media of foreigners coming into our country.
It's not a waste of time.
Let's just skip to another story. A world with a billion cameras watching you is just around the corner. It's already here.
It's already here.
And the real story behind that story is that that's not like InfoWars or Natural News saying that. That's Wall Street Journal saying that.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're telling you
that's
now.
The town.
So everybody listening, you know, maybe we got new listeners. If your crazy cousin who lived under, underground 10 years ago with a tinfoil hat telling you that they're going to be watching everything and track everything you do, mm-hmm. and you laughed at him and you thought he was nuts. Well, now the Wall Street Journal is saying the exact same thing your crazy cousin Eddie told you 10 years ago.
Yeah. My mother, your grandmother said, Danny, when I get old, they're going to be killing old people.
That's exactly what she said.
That's exactly what she said, and that's exactly what they're doing.
She said something else with that, too. What was the other part of that? She said she was 100% right.
Yeah.
100% on target. Mm-hmm. Again, that's my grandmother is the inspiration for the Bill of Rights in the refrigerator. Because my grandmother, I mean, this was...
72?
No, I'm talking about when she moved to Georgia, she had it on the refrigerator. It's like 30 years ago. Literally 30 years ago, my grandmother had on her fridge a little thing about the United Nations and this and the takeover and blah, blah, and sitting on the refrigerator. And it was, after a while, it was old and faded.
Right.
It was always there. I always passed it. And of course, I stopped and read it, you know, several times, and always was cemented. That was always cemented in our mind. That's why the law of Moses, the God's law was supposed to be between their eyes. It was supposed to be on their hems of their clothes. It was supposed to be everywhere around them. How are we going to enforce these things if we don't know about them? Our children are not taught about them.
Yeah. So anyway, there, call it conspiracy.
Woman lives after heart stops for 6 hours. Is that a story or what?
Wow.
A British teacher in Spain whose heart stopped beating for 6 hours. She had a heart attack. She was, because of hypothermia, she was hiking.
Oh, okay.
She got caught
that.
In a Pyrenees snowstorm.
I can see that.
Everything you believe
cools
that?
Down. Yeah, everything cools down. Yeah,
six,
a lot of odds.
6 hours?
A lot of drowning people do the same thing.
Yeah, for 30 minutes, not 6 hours. This is like one of the most exceptional cases in the world. Eduardo Gardo, the doctor who led the hospital's operation to save her life. Can you imagine waking up? I'd like to talk to that lady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where were you?
Mayor Bloomberg. You know your buddy?
Yeah, he spent $40 million to get for
his campaign.
Weekend on his campaign.
Well, he's unveiled.
Probably got 3 votes for that. and not care. That's the strange thing about it. Yeah, he spent $40 million to get three votes. Who cares?
Well, he's unveiled his new plan, part of his plan, his gun control plan.
Mm-hmm.
Democratic presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg has announced a radical anti-Second Amendment program calling for outright bans and a requirement for every gun buyer to obtain a permit. Appearing in Aurora, Colorado, the location of the 2012 movie theater shooting, Bloomberg vowed to put an end to a nationwide madness where firearms are concerned. I'm just getting started. As president, I will work to end the gun violence epidemic once and for all. If you try to do that, you will start the biggest gun violence since 1775 in this country.
Correct.
Fact, period, write it
down. End of story.
I promise you I will never back down from this fight.
That's I promise you he will.
That's right.
That's what I promise.
We talked about this again. This is one of those ad nauseum topics. There are few topics that are more important.
That Americans wrap their hands around.
Huge waves and disease turn Marshall Islands into a war zone. Why are they talking about this? They're talking about World War II and all the radiation, you know, all the tests from the Marshall Islands. You know, 60, 70 years ago, there wasn't nothing there. And so now, you know, there's things there or whatever, and now they're complaining.
Well, the indigenous people want to move back, I think, and all the food is polluted and water is polluted.
Well, of course it is.
Of course it is.
Well, why are you talking about this 70 years later?
Oh, they must want money. I don't blame them.
I don't blame them at all.
Me neither.
But
you ruined our, you know, our
maybe
where we live.
Maybe you should have talked about this 70 years ago. Like America would have listened, but whatever.
Let's put our name on the list.
Yeah, we want
some reparation.
Despite expert warnings and accidents, elected officials still push for self-driving legislation for Activist Post.
That's not here. That's not going to be here for a long time.
Uber reports more than 3,000 sexual assaults. What's this?
Well, you know, you can get hired by Uber over the phone.
Anyway, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Edward Creek, thepowerhour.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made good for you. Food stores are left to eat. Yum!
On a personal note, one of the highlights for me being involved with the Power Hour is the people. The people we get to meet, and obviously meeting Joyce to begin with. And our next guest is one of those people for me, Dr. Edward Group, first class guy, just incredible mind, incredible spirit of liberty and just freedom and learning and reason and truth in him. I'm not trying to, you know, build a statue of him or nothing. I just, people like this need to be recognized for who they are. Dr. Edward Group from started Global Healing Center. Of course, the great products that we have at the Power Mall, a lot of them are there because of him. It's such a pleasure to always welcome him. Dr. Group, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you so much. You know how much I love coming on the show. We always have some great talks together, and at the end, hopefully we're helping people, because that's what it's all about, just sharing our knowledge. I mean, in these times that we're in today, so many people out there are struggling, and, you know, especially during the Christmas holidays here we're coming up, and the self-confidence, and most of the emails that we get are people struggling from lack of self-confidence, depression, anxiety, just health in general. There's so many different, you know, causes and symptoms of things going around, and it's just, that's what we're here for, to kind of help as many people as we can, give them back their self-confidence, give them back their health. I've always found that the healthier you are, the more self-confident you are. We're talking to people year after year and saying, when in your life did you feel the most self-confident? Like people, you know, and I ask them this question when they come to me, and they're all sick usually, and they're not confident with themselves, and they're not happy with themselves. And they think for a while, and then they usually say something like, well, you know, back in high school, when I was on the cheerleading team, that was when I felt the most confident in my life. I said, at that time, when you looked yourself in the mirror every morning, were you happy with yourself? Were you happy with your life? Were you confident in everything that you could do? Did you feel successful? And I say, yes, yes. And I was like, well, is that the only time? And they're like 45, 50 years old. They're like, yeah, yeah, that was the only time. Ever since then, I say, is there any other time in your life where you've been able to look in the mirror and say that? And then they usually start bawling, crying at that point in time. So, you know, well, the good news is there's answers to all that.
You just brought up a really big issue for people who are listening, or even that lady you were mentioning. So when she says, no, there's been no other time, what do you tell her? How do you help?
I start asking her why. I mean, the next question is why, to ask questions. And, you know, they're so involved with so many things going on in their life that they never take the time. This is why I'm really big into meditation and mindfulness. Most people don't even take the time to diagnose what's going on in their own life because they're too busy and too distracted with what's on TV or the net, what they're going to watch, the shows they're going to watch, or what they're going to eat that day, or they're distracted with their kids, and not necessarily in a bad way, but there's just so many external distractions all the time going around that people are not spending enough time with themselves. There has to be a balance in life. You have to give time for yourself. It's the yin and the yang, the balance of how life works. Your work life, your personal life, your spiritual life, and your relationship life. And relationship can be with your significant other or your relationship with your kids, relationship with your friends, your other family members. All of those come under relationship. It's very, very hard to be able to balance out perfectly all of those. So if you're spending a lot of time on your personal self, like one of those is going to suffer a little bit. If you're spending a lot of time building a relationship with somebody, then some of those other things might suffer a little bit. If you're engrossed in your work, then and work is really the one that affects the majority of all the other ones because we have to work 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, 16 hours a day. So if you look at the balance of all those, and I did all this, I did in my life, I mean, years ago, because my life was out of whack, and I was working 20 hours a day trying to build Global Healing Center and everything, and I realized that I wasn't spending enough time with myself, I realized that I wasn't spending enough time in my relationships, and wasn't spending enough time in my spiritual life and everything, and those suffered. You know, you only have so much time in a day, and time is so valuable because it's the only thing that you can never get back. You can lose money and make money again. You can break up with somebody in a relationship and get in another relationship. You can get rid of your car, get a new car. I mean, the only thing in our lives that we can never get back is time. And so coming back to the story of, you know, the lady, the next questions I ask is why? Why can you not look in the mirror and tell yourself and feel that feeling, that the feeling of self-confidence, that feeling you can take on the world, that feeling of love, that feeling of joy, that feeling of happiness? And then we start digging deep into it, and it's just asking more questions and asking more questions and asking more questions and letting them answer them. And eventually you can get to the root cause of what's going on. Either they're, you know, unhappy about this or unhappy about that, or, you know, it's always something. And usually with poor health, they're overweight, they're, you know, not taking good care of themselves. And that's probably one of the biggest things that causes lack of self-confidence is not feeling confident in your body. Whether it's skin issues, you have acne or weight gain or, you know, your teeth or whatever, because of society puts these, you know, labels on things.
Is this our society that does this, maybe because everything we look at, you know, it's such an image conscious society? Do you think that has something to do with it? Obviously, being healthy, when you're healthy, you know, you're on that razor edge. You know, I played sports in high school and you feel like you can accomplish anything or what have you in sports. I get that razor edge feeling. I mean, there's nothing quite like that. I get that. But at the same time, our society wants a certain standard. If we don't fit into that square peg or whatever, then something's wrong with us. Which comes first, the chicken or the egg there?
Well, I would like to say it's a combination of both. I mean, society has a big part to play in that. There's no doubt about it. However, I've noticed people that came to me that said that they hated themselves. They called themselves ugly every single day. They were just brutal on themselves. They really didn't love themselves, and they weren't happy, and they blamed it on the way they looked, the way they felt. And we took them through a 3-month program and detoxified them and brought back their self-confidence. And it, one of the things I've noticed that works better than everything else is once you take on the responsibility of being healthy. So we clean everybody out, and a lot of those emotions are stored in the liver, but once we took them through an intestinal cleanse, a few liver and gallbladder cleanses, harmful organism cleanse, a chemical and heavy metal cleanse, we changed their dietary consumption. We looked at getting them off of any type of chemicals or toxic substances they may be consuming, reducing their meat content. It's amazing the transformation that can happen in just, you know, days or weeks with somebody's health. And what happens is they start feeling more energy. They start feeling the skin is radiant, more radiant. They start feeling stronger. They start feeling they're sleeping better at night. They're more energized in the morning. And that alone starts changing them into more of a self-confident person. I actually developed a slogan years ago because I watched this happen so many times, and I said, health equals self-confidence equals success. Because that's exactly what was happening. Like, people that were the worst, that were down on themselves, that were very poor, they were unhealthy, once they started to transform their health, then you would see this brightness and self-confidence come back into their brain, into the way they walk, into the way they talk. And then, once you're self-confident, you're successful at whatever you do.
Let me speak to a couple things you just said. They really resonated with me. I've talked a little bit about this on air, but I guess you're digging this out of me too. You're like half shrink, half doctor, half, I don't know what you are, but I guess I'll talk about it. When I was growing up in my, early mid 20s, I had a lot of health problems. I didn't know what was wrong with me. I knew a little bit about health. I had a little perspective from my grandmother. I couldn't, I was sleeping, probably 18 hours a day, just really couldn't function in life. Everything that you said, depressed about life, lack of self-confidence, all these things work together. I totally understand where you're coming from in that sentiment. I went to a very high-end medical doctor in Atlanta, CDC's in Atlanta. I mean, this was like, it was really something that I got this appointment with this doctor. And we did all these tests. My parents spent a lot of money to help me, what have you. And I can't even remember the guy's name. I remember this guy's face and his little glasses, and he was a foreigner. He had an accent from Ukraine or Russia or something. I completely remember. And he looked me straight in the face and said, "There is nothing wrong with you. I think something's wrong with you mentally. You need to go see a psychologist or shrink." And that just, instead of, at that point, that's probably the turning point, not only of my health, but of my life. Because I knew, I had enough self-confidence or enough self-awareness. I knew I wasn't, like, mental. I knew that. So at that point, I had to make a decision. Anyway, fast forward. I go through, seeking you shall find, completely true. I was desperate. I prayed. I mean, really, my life was very frustrating. I eventually found a chiropractor who had went through similar things, and he helped me understand, helped diagnose that I had chronic fatigue syndrome. And this was in the early 90s when this was like, didn't even exist, whatever that means itself. It's the toxicity, it's all those things. One of the first things he did is exactly what you said, a liver cleanse. And I can remember getting that liver cleanse and like, my whole world lightened up. My whole emotional baggage, the weight of the world that I felt that was on me because of everything, it was less. And I could like feel the emotion coming out doing that liver cleanse. It was incredible. It was amazing. I mean, I totally resonate with what you just said, Dr. Group.
Well, like Hippocrates said 2,500 years ago, all disease begins in the gut, and the gut issues today are another cause of people becoming unhealthy and not being able to function on a daily basis mentally or physically. So, Yeah, that's it's a good thing you didn't go to the psychiatrist's office, because that's exactly what's happening today. The psychiatric industry wants every single child on medications, and the thing is, what happened with you and is still happening today is the medical profession does not know how to diagnose a lot of the conditions that people are dealing with today. For example, there are still no liver tests out there that can really tell you how congested your liver is, how many flukes are in your liver, how many stones are in your liver. The liver is a very dense organism. We have only a couple blood tests, and those just test for if GGT, for example, if you multiple high GGT levels, you might be an alcoholic. So if you notice that where the organs are that cause the most disease, the medical profession has no diagnostic testing for them. Tell me what the medical profession has done to test anybody who's ever gone to the doctor's office for intestinal problems. The only thing they have is colonoscopy. That doesn't even go up into the small intestine. So just recently, stool samples are coming into play, but mostly by chiropractors, mostly by naturopathic physicians. So if you know that all disease and all mental conditions and all everything starts in the gut, why isn't the AMA, why isn't the allopathic medicals and all of the doctors out there, why isn't the first thing that they do run tests on your gut? The second thing that goes with disease is the liver with emotions. Why are they not developing all kinds of cool, very scientifically documented specific tests to test for all the different congested liver conditions out there? So the two root causes, or the two platforms, or the routes where disease take place in the body, are the least looked at, the least taught in medical school, and the least evaluated when you go in the doctor's office. So what really happened with you, what's happening with millions of other kids and people these days, is they're not getting properly diagnosed. That's why he said, well, I can't find anything wrong with you, because all I'm doing is looking at a blood work, and the blood work just looks at like 30 different components that are in your blood. Well, the problem is in your gut, not in your blood. So how is the medical doctor going to tell you what's wrong with you? So he says, oh, well, it's all mental. You must have something wrong with you. Go to the psychiatrist. And then most people go to the psychiatrist, and then they get put on medications. And it's a really sad situation that's happening right now with the children, because the psychiatric industry is prescribing and diagnosing bipolar while the kids are still in the womb these days. And now the DSM, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, which is the Bible for the psychiatry industry, is over 900 pages long and lists over 374 mental disorders.
You put a rhetorical question out there. Well, why? Why does the medical quote-unquote industry not focus on the gut, the liver, what have you? Okay, I'll put it back to you. Why don't they?
Well, because because if you heal the gut, you're going to heal everything, so it's a money thing. It's like, okay, so what do? They give you prescription medications. If you look at every single prescription medication out there, and anyone can do this on Google, and type in the prescription name and then say intestinal damage, gut damage, stomach damage, every single one of them will cause constipation, will cause ulcers in the intestinal lining, will cause some form of damage to the stomach and to the intestinal lining out there. So why would they, if they know that they're going to be giving you a prescription medication that's going to cause gut damage, and guess what? It's also going to cause liver damage, because guess what has to break down the pharmaceutical? The liver. Why would they address all those? Because it's just like shooting themselves in the foot, right? Because they're going to, if they did all the testing and they would find that your gut is getting worse and your liver is getting worse with the pharmaceuticals, then it would cause a big stir, and then everybody would start looking at the negative effects of pharmaceuticals. It's just a money game. I mean, anyone can. That's exactly what happened to me. I was allopathically trained until someone challenged me and said, go find me a pharmaceutical that does any good in the body. And I did. I broke it all down. I went to the library. I started looking at the pharmaceuticals, which they don't even tell doctors to do in medical school, by the way. They just tell you to prescribe them, but never do they want you to actually break them down and see how they actually work in the system. And if you do that, you're going to find out really fast that if every pharmaceutical just covers something up, it stops the body's natural process of producing something, or it alters or manipulates a reaction within the body, the one that's unnatural. You know, you talk about sin in the Bible, like creating sin. Well, synthetic substances create sin inside your body, and synthetic drugs are pharmaceuticals. So you take a pharmaceutical, you're actually creating sin inside your body because it's a synthetic molecule made by man.
You mentioned the liver again, pharmaceuticals. We had Wayne Elliott on yesterday talking about heart drops. We talked a lot about cholesterol, this cholesterol myth. I was stunned the first time I heard this statistic. That 75 to 80% of all heart attack victims have normal to high blood cholesterol, or normal to low blood cholesterol numbers, you know, by their tests. That they're the ones having heart attacks. Yet when they get a elevated blood cholesterol level, they immediately want to shove a statin in you, which affects your liver, which affects the, I mean, that whole thing is just, it's, you know, he made the comment that the statins may be the most, one of the most insidious drugs ever prescribed in America. What's your feeling about that whole process? Cholesterol myth, statins, liver, everything.
Well, my analysis on that is that people, the way you look at things are wrong, because if you're looking at high blood pressure, if you're looking at liver, if you're looking at high cholesterol, if you're looking at any of that stuff, the medical profession addresses the symptoms, and then they give you statins, or they give you high blood pressure medication, or they give you something else to address the symptom that you came in for. The way we look at things is exactly opposite. We look at it as what's causing the high cholesterol, what's causing the high blood pressure. And we fix that. And then if you fix the root cause of it, then you actually fix the problem naturally. The liver filters about one and a half quarts of blood each minute. And it removes toxins like air pollutants, pesticides, environmental chemicals, alcohol, and prescription, non-prescription medications and everything else that might be toxic that's found in food and stuff like that. We're seeing chronic liver disease is one of the most common causes of death in the United States right now. About almost 30,000 people in America die from cirrhosis, and that's not even including all the fatty liver that we're seeing in kids, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, all of this stuff. Because, like I was saying earlier, once it goes through the bowel, it goes to the liver, and if you continue to put hundreds of thousands of chemicals and toxins and things that are toxic to your body through the food that you eat, through the beverages that you drink, through the air that you breathe, then guess where it has to go? I mean, the liver actually performs over 500 different functions. Can you imagine that? The liver performs over 500 functions. It fights off infection. It protects your immune system. It neutralizes toxins. It actually manufactures proteins and hormones. It helps control your blood sugar, your cholesterol. And the liver is the only organ that can regenerate itself. I mean, how awesome is the liver? And yet all we're doing is it's like pouring gasoline and lighting it on fire with all of the chemicals and toxins and processed foods and all of this stuff and GMO foods that we're overworking our livers. And all high blood pressure is, look at how simple this is, right? Someone comes in and they have high blood pressure. Well, if you just look at the cardiovascular system and how the blood has to pump from the heart through into the liver. So imagine if your liver is clogged up like an oil filter in your car that you haven't changed in 5 years. What do you think the heart has to do to pump the blood through a congested filter processing system? It's going to have to beat harder, and it's going to have to beat faster to push that stuff through. So with the first sign of someone getting high blood pressure, all that is the liver is congested. We've had thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people that have had high blood pressure, and they've done one liver cleanse. and their blood pressure comes back to normal. That's what I'm talking about when you talk about addressing the root cause of conditions instead of addressing the symptoms of conditions.
When you talk about statins, getting back to that, cholesterol. Okay, statins lower your blood cholesterol on a nominal level, what have you. Well, there's five, like you said, there's 500 functions of the liver. How bad are statins? I don't want you to you know, diss the pharmaceutical industry too much or put yourself out there, but how serious of a drug is that to really to understand before you get involved with it?
So statins, like I was saying before, are really, really bad in the body because it's a synthetic system that's controlling fats in your body, in the bloodstream. That's an unnatural process that you're using. So anytime that you're using, it doesn't matter if it's a statin, if it's an antidepressant, if it's a pain medication, if it's it doesn't matter what type of medication it is. They're all, I mean, some of them are a lot worse than others, granted, but if you're on statins and you're trying to address the cholesterol levels, something else is going to go wrong. And this is a snowball effect. And this happens with every single person once they're put on their first medication. Because the body, the reason why the body gives you symptoms, you know, the reason why you start becoming sluggish, the reason why you start losing energy, the reason why you start having headaches or any of this is actually the body is trying to get your attention. It's trying to give you a symptom so you can do something natural about it.
There's the music. We got a break, short break, and on the side more. What an incredible medical mind and person, just who he is, what he represents. So glad to have him. You're listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.